Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we are in a little bit of a pickle. Some of you guys might not be noticing it. Some of you have noticed it right away. But when I write a prescription and I get prompted or the pharmacist says, we're out, can't fill that prescription, sorry, I write another prescription. That's on back order. And on some patients, it takes me 5 or 6 times to find a prescription that they could get. And as a physician, we might see it a little sooner than the media does, but our drug shortage problem is fueled by our drug obsession problem. And we're using just too many medications. I know that's easier said than done, but I think we really need to look at how much medications are we using, and are we fueling an obsession and an addiction and a dependency on the pill? I'm not talking birth control pill, I'm talking about other pills. So we have, at least 250 drugs on that are in short supply that are pretty significant. I don't think we're at a Tamiflu shortage yet. Last year we were, before flu season really hit. Why? Because people were getting it online saying, well, I don't have COVID, so it must be flu. And the request for medications, the request for antibiotics, the request for refills, we just can't keep up. Now, the Biden administration is working to try to improve this. We should have actually been doing this whole time. But there's a Defense Production Act that I guess was launched on Monday, and it will hopefully increase funding on domestic medication production and supply chain, something I've been asking about since the Obama administration and the Trump administration. We need to do more making in America here, because if China gets any more mad at us or does any more leaks or whatever the heck they do over there and say, you know what, America, I'm kind of sick of you. We're not going to we don't like how you badmouth us in the media. No more medicines. We're in trouble. We rely on China for a lot of our medications. We rely on India. We get medicines from Mexico. And so we need to be producing them more. Why aren't we producing them here? It's more expensive. Things cost more to do things in America, whereas you can get it done cheaper in other areas. The problem is Americans don't want their medicine from China or from Mexico. They want to know that it is American-made, supervised. But on the flip side, they don't want to spend the money that will sometimes come with an American-made product. So my worry is there's many of you that are taking medications that don't need to. Now, the first thought is, what's the doctor's fault? The doctor's putting me on all these medications. That's okay. We can talk about that. Listen, I'm not here to just defend other doctors. That's not what I'm here. Now, I'm here to help you all. And are you taking too many medications? Are you on 3 or 4 blood pressure medications? Because it's not one doctor, but you saw one provider, then you saw another provider, then you saw another provider, then you went to the heart doctor, then you went to, but you haven't had a chance to follow up with the heart doctor because they don't have an availability the next April. So you went into an urgent care, and the urgent care said, well, let me add this diuretic. You know, if you don't have a regular medical provider that could see the forest from the trees, you're getting all this, these extra ingredients into this mixed soup. And I had told you, oftentimes people who come to my practice knew, being on 4 different medications, that I can minimize down to 2. And so if we do have the average person maybe taking more medications than they need, Maybe we need to rethink that. How many of you take Adderall in the morning and Xanax at night? I see this all the time. People are taking stimulants in the morning, and then they can't sleep, so they need medication, Trazodone, whatever, to sleep at night. Okay, maybe we need to rethink the type of stimulant you need so you can still go to sleep at night. Acid reflux. We've been talking about acid reflux. I got to tell you, that is probably one of the most rapidly expanding uses now that people can get the medication over the counter. They don't have to ask their medical provider, but there are people on these medications for years. You can't be on those medications for years. There's long-term effects of that. Could be kidney disease, could be diabetes, could be bone issues, pneumonia, cancer. That studies are still evolving on. So the first thing we could attack is the whole antibiotic overuse. And I know I feel so much better when I get a Z-Pak. Give me a Z-Pak, I almost feel as good as eating a piece of chocolate cake. These Z-Paks make you feel good, but they are becoming less effective because people are asking for them too much. In fact, there's some telemedicine companies that say, we just don't write Z-Paks. With the exception of you being allergic to penicillin, don't be calling here for a Z-Pak. And we have gotten so used to needing to work the next day or go to the party or function that antibiotics make you feel better, even if you don't have a bacterial infection. The problem is we're running out. And everybody and their mother seems to be calling up telemedicine asking for antibiotics. Pink eye. True pink eye is a viral eye infection. I get it. The eye drops help you feel better. Decreases the gook. I do see people respond when they do get antibiotic eye drops, but do they really need them? In order for us to save our medications and to change our dependency, we would have to collectively say, look, guys, we're going to deal with our virus for 7 to 10 days, and we're not going to try to feel better after 24 hours. The average person would say, oh, hell no. I need to get to work. I need to pick up the kids from school. I need to function. I don't want to be sick for 10 days. Our antibiotic obsession with sinus infections, the average sinus infection is viral. But people take an antibiotic to feel better. And I get it. I cannot have a sinus infection for 10 full days waiting for it to go away. But those of you that got sinus infections through COVID, realize that if you were patient, it did go away. Now, I'm not saying don't treat. You might have a medical condition that needs treatment. But maybe slow down on your wish list and your laundry list of all the medicines you want and have an honest conversation with a medical provider or a regular medical provider to see if maybe you're overtaking medication. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of us lose hair. Some of us gain hair in places that we don't want. I always found that fascinating. As our estrogen starts to drop for some of us ladies and our testosterone seems to be a little unchecked, we might start to pick up hair and little whiskers in areas that we don't like. Men on the other end, as their testosterone drops or genetics take over, they may notice less hair in places that they were pretty happy about having hair. Boy, when my friends look at pictures I have from medical school, and they're like, damn, look at my hair then. And I look at them now. And look, it happens. You know, we age. So hair is made in the follicles of the skin. It grows for about 3 years, sheds, and new hair grows. You can't keep one single hair from childhood. But hair loss happens when the hair follicles start to change. They may shrink. They may become smaller. The hair might not be as thick as robust. It might be thinner. Maybe it lasts for shorter times, not the full 3 years. Genetics plays a huge factor. The most influential genes come from the mother's X chromosome, but the mom's X chromosome came from her father. So a mom's X chromosome, all right, doesn't necessarily mean it's just the mother's genes. So if my father was bald, and he wasn't, I could pass that X gene to my kids. So they could still get baldness, even if it's from the mom's side of the family. However, if I pass the X that I got from my mom to my kids, then they'll just, you know, make a lot of guilt trips and drive people crazy. So that depends on the genes that they get. They're screwed either way. But no. Actually, I don't have baldness in the family. Hair thins. I remember my father's hair thinning. Well, that's because he had diabetes. But you know, if your father is bald, it doesn't necessarily mean you will be, but it also doesn't mean you're 100% in the clear as well. Because there's other things that could cause male pattern baldness. Your sex hormones, your androgens. There's medications that could cause baldness. So if you have a father who was diabetic, but he had hair, and he gives you the diabetes gene, you could lose your hair. And that's from your dad. So don't just say, all right, you know, mom's my favorite parent. Can't be, you know, don't do that. Right? You needed both your parents to be here. Now, thankful for that. But we keep trying to study why baldness happens and how to prevent it. Well, in the news today, there is a scientific review that says if we inject fatty tissue from other parts of the body, it might allow your hair to regenerate. Now, I have plenty of that to donate if anybody needs. And so, review looked at the study, but it wasn't the typical age-related baldness. They looked at an autoimmune alopecia, known scarring alopecia. This is where you see individuals who have just the cleanest shaven head, but they also don't have hair on their eyebrows. They don't make a mustache or beard. So that's more of an autoimmune condition that affects the hair follicles, but one of the more severe forms of alopecia. So if you're going to study alopecia or hair loss, you might as well study the most severe forms. So in this study, the researchers removed fat from their thighs, 20 cc's of it, okay, 20 mils of fatty tissue. And then what they did is they injected the fat into the scalp 3 times at 3-month intervals. They saw a significant increase in their hair thickness measured by a density of hair on their head and the diameter of individual hairs 6 months after the treatment. Now, some of you are like, why? Where did they come up with fat? Well, fat makes estrogen. Now it starts to make you think, should some of our treatment be estrogen-based? There's also other things that fat can do. They also found that not only did the hair thickness grow, but they lost less hair in the pull-out test. A lot of you, when you wash your hair, you're like, I'm just going to pat. I just don't want to pull out any hairs. Trust me, if the hair is going to come out, it's going to come out. But some people can just take their hair and pull it out. So the authors of the review was led in Iran University of Medical Sciences, and they conclude that the treatment can significantly control damaging inflammation within the scalp, increasing hair density and diameter. This adipose tissue or fat tissue could induce hair regrowth and is a rich source of stem cells. So we call this autologous transfer. Autologous is where you're transferring it within your own body as opposed to heterologous from some other person. So autologous adipose tissue transfer could be considered a novel and potentially effective treatment, they say, method for hair loss and alopecia conditions. So this was published in the Journal of Cosmetic Dermatology. And, you know, it's fascinating to see how we are looking at, very kind of basic tools, a part of our body that can actually fix something that our body does naturally. Now, people have always asked me, what is the best hair loss medication out there? All right, we got finasteride, minoxidil. Well, about 2 years ago, there was a study published in JAMA Dermatology, and they looked to rank the best hair products. And they found that Avodart, which we use to treat benign prostatic hyperplasia, worked better than other products like minoxidil. So they ranked this Avodart, which is an oral 0.5 milligrams of dutasteride, and that came out better than finasteride, minoxidil. The 5 milligram finasteride, 5 milligram minoxidil rounded out the top three. And then oral finasteride came in number 4. The 5% topical minoxidil came in number 5. 2% topical minoxidil number 2. And then taking oral minoxidil at a quarter of a gram. So it's interesting because the 5 alpha reductase inhibitors that the dutasteride and finasteride do, what they do, how they work, because people go, how do these medicines work? They prevent the 5 alpha reductase enzyme from converting testosterone to dihydrotestosterone, which is responsible for enlarging prostates and causing male pattern baldness. So if you were trying to preserve your basic testosterone and not convert to the dihydrotestosterone, that could then maybe minimize your prostate growth, minimize male pattern baldness, but doesn't necessarily affect the amount of testosterone you have. Now, minoxidil works because it's a vasodilator. It improves blood flow to the hair follicle. So if you're having male pattern baldness because you have cardiovascular disease, and early male pattern baldness has been linked to cardiovascular disease. When Bruce Willis started losing his hair kind of young, I got a little nervous about his heart. He also has a little Frank sign in his ear. And so when you start to wonder if maybe part of the dementia he has is multi-infarct or related to cardiovascular health. But if you improve blood flow to the brain, or blood flow also to the brain, but to the follicles, that can help growth. So, you know, we're working on it, people. But I'm going to tell you right now, I think bald men are sexy. I think we have such an obsession with hair that I thought Yul Brynner was very sexy. Bruce Willis, still hot, being bald. There's a lot of good-looking guys. And this, look at Mr. Clean. You know, and many individuals say, you know, it's just easier for me to just shave my head. Go do it. That's fine. And I get, being a woman and losing some of the things that were fantastic in my youth that I never appreciated then, like perky breasts. It's hard. It's hard to see the changes. And hair on your head is protective. It prevents skin cancer. It keeps the sun off your scalp, which is why you got to be really vigilant with your caps if you're losing hair. But on the other end, if you don't have hair, we could keep a closer eye on your scalp to see if you have skin cancer. If you don't have hair, it obviously save you money on haircuts, save you money on hair products. But I noticed that more and more people, look at Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison, you know, embracing the bald. And it's not a bad thing. But if you are bald, for the love of God, please keep an eye on your heart. Because sometimes there could be a link between heart disease and baldness. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A U.S. military V-22 Osprey aircraft with six people aboard has crashed off the coast of western Japan. According to the Coast Guard, at least one person was killed in the crash. No other information is available. More people have died from suicide in the United States last year than any other year on record. That's according to new data from the CDC. Men were about four times more likely than women to die by suicide, but the suicide rate increased twice as much for women in 2022. There's only one person to blame for the border crisis, according to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and that is President Biden. McConnell wants policy changes for the southern border before any additional national security legislation will be considered in the Senate. Corey Myers, USA News.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, if we're going to try to get off medication, what can we do naturally to help some of our illnesses? So, one thing that I can't stand is coughing. I'm going to be asking for medication to stop the cough the second I pee in my pants. I got to tell you, when that cough by day three, if I've been coughing for 3 days, I'm going to start peeing on myself. And I think it's because my bladder is just sick of the extra pressure and it's sick of me coughing. And let's just talk about cough. Let's say we're not sick. Let's just say, you know, you have a cough and you can't get rid of the cough. It makes us nervous, obviously. COVID can cause cough, RSV, multiple viruses, bacteria can cause coughs. But also other things can. GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. While you're sleeping and the acid comes up, some of it could, or even some of the fumes could get into the lungs and cause you to be coughing the next day. Or you could be burping in your sleep and aspirating some of the food you had at night. That's why we try to tell you to not eat a few hours before going to bed. We don't want you getting steak or half-dissolved steak that could come up and then get into your lungs. Medications could cause you to cough. We talked about ACE inhibitors and the bradykinin that accumulates that can induce coughing. I live in a pretty dusty area in southern Nevada, so dust can make you cough, pollen, smoke, chemicals can make you cough, cleaning chemicals, mold, spores. A lot of us are coughing in the cold weather. My nose runs in the cold weather. Some of us cough. Exercise can make us cough. Heart conditions. If you have a cough that hasn't gone away, you've got to get yourself seen. Don't just call telemedicine. Get yourself seen. It could be a heart condition. We always also like to x-ray to make sure there's not a tumor or cancer. Some of us will cough because we just have post-nasal drip. Some of us have allergies. And sometimes it's psychological. Sometimes it could be a tick. Every time we get nervous, we it's a nervous thing. So if you have a cough, depending on what's causing it, we'll then steer how we treat it. If we think your cough is due to COVID and you're in the early 5 days of it, we might treat you with Paxlovid, a COVID medication. If we think your cough is due to pneumonia or a bacterial infection, we might try antibiotics. But if we think your cough is due to gastroesophageal reflux disease, we're going to tell you to elevate the bed at least 45 degrees. We're going to tell you to avoid fatty food and spicy food and tomato-based foods and onions and chocolate and caffeine and alcohol and coffee and all sorts of stuff. And maybe we'll give you proton pump inhibitors or something to decrease acid production and secretion. If we think your cough is due to allergies, then we might give you anti-allergy medication. And then, God forbid it's a tumor, we're going to do surgery or radiate or chemo. But what about just the simple cough? You got a cold, the cough has started, you aren't peeing on yourself. You're like, what could I do? So the first thing I do is I jump in the shower. I love hot showers. I got to be careful because of the water shortages. We try to limit our water where we live, even though we're having thousands of people move in. So you don't limit people moving into your city using water, but you ask people who live here, we'll just use less. So, I mean, I try not to flush my toilet all the time, but come on. I don't know how much that's going to save. But I like the hot shower. Steam helps. And if you feel like I can't waste water, I'm on a water restriction, then heat up some water in a pot over the stove. Don't touch the pot. Don't let it boil. And then maybe hold your head over it at a safe distance to breathe in the steam. Humidifier, vaporizer, steam, it helps. The moisture helps decrease inflammation. And I think it's one of the most effective ways to immediately minimize and mitigate a cough. You also have to hydrate. The drier your throat, the drier your mucous membranes, and you will dehydrate faster, the more you're going to cough. So what you need to do is stay hydrated. Fluids. Now, honey works. Honey is a fantastic cough suppressant. That's why your mom or grandma used to put honey in your tea. I didn't like the taste of tea, but honey suppresses the cough. You cannot give it to a child under 1 year old. But if you do use coffee in some, or if you do use honey, it could soothe the throat. It could help minimize cough. So it's a natural medication. It's a natural source you could use. There's cough drops and cough suppressants and expectorants. Some people are mixed on that. If I have to cough out the COVID or cough out the RSV or cough out the bug, I want to cough that sucker out. I want to sneeze it out. I want to get it out. That's why you sneeze and cough. It's a defense mechanism. But after a few days, you start to irritate your lung linings. And now you have inflammation of the lung linings. And now that's going to make you cough more. So I'm not opposed to cough drops like menthol and things like that. But there's some natural things you can do to quell your cough. Peppermint, thyme, eucalyptus. Well, yeah, thyme, like tincture thyme, but thyme meaning the herb. Licorice can be used. Ginger. Now, I noticed early on that if I would eat one of those candy bars the soccer team was selling in school, I'd cough less. Chocolate has theobromine. And a study back in 2015 found chocolate to do even a better job than codeine. Now, our cough syrups used to have codeine. And codeine and narcotics will suppress a cough. The problem is with the opioid epidemic, we ended up blaming the preparations that didn't necessarily have to have codeine on people using it as a gateway drug. I am very mixed with the whole idea of, you know, what's to blame for our narcotic issues, because as I told you, we were really killing people's kidneys off, just giving them anti-inflammatories, avoiding narcotics, that, you know, the kidney doctor's like, will you stop it with the anti-inflammatories? We got too many kidney patients here. What are you guys doing to them? And then, you know, we had to find other things that were less caustic to the kidneys. But I look at our current, you know, overdose and fentanyl crisis as a border issue and a drug dealer issue, and because doctors have been severely hindered on narcotic prescriptions since 2016, and the numbers keep rising. But the cough syrups with the codeine, I used to prescribe cough syrup with codeine. And the reason why is, unbelievably, people would ask for antibiotics less. If they took a teaspoon of their cough syrup with codeine at night, and it was a viral source of a cough, and they got a good night's sleep, they started feeling better the next day. And I noticed people were asking for fewer steroids, fewer inhalers, fewer antibiotics, because the cough syrup quelled the cough. They got some good night's sleep as opposed to being up all night. They weren't then re-irritating and inflaming the lungs. And so on select people, I think it worked great. Now, I'm not saying bring it back. And I think there are still cough syrups that do have codeine, but they've asked doctors to stop it, stop writing those. And because we don't want people using opioids for their cough. But I'm hearing many individuals that can't get antibiotics or don't have a doctor, and they're trying to get through work, they're going to the narcotics to stop coughing. And that can be a gateway to addiction and overdose, etc. So, you know, there's a time and a place for everything, but I would rather you guys look at more natural things that you could use, you know, when it comes to coughs and colds, vitamin C, zinc, a well-balanced diet. Chicken soup is fantastic, because it has the anti-inflammatory from the bone and the bone, if it's like chicken soup with the bones in it, the vegetables and the heat. Elderberries work really well too. Saline sprays. But get some rest. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives.
Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I get consumerism and supply and demand, and I get all that. I was in kindergarten. We learned a lot of that in kindergarten. Apparently, the powers that be don't get it. And the prices are going up so badly that I'm looking at Black Friday sales. I'm looking at Christmas shopping, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I am not going to spend $6 on this or $10 on this. I'm looking at soap and toothpaste and toilet paper and candles. And not that I'm giving soap and toothpaste and toilet paper as gifts. Although, honestly, you know, that might actually be a cool gift. Like, let's say you have a homecoming party. just buy a bunch of stuff they need at the house. It's actually a pretty good gift, and you don't have to be buying them something they're not going to use. I'm looking at home decor, things I could buy to decorate the house. We just got done spending thousands on a couch. And when I'm looking at the prices of things, the first question I have is, who the hell is spending this money? That there are people spending the money. There's homes for $400,000 or $500,000 that should never even have hit higher than $200,000. But that's just the way the market went. Somebody from California or overseas goes, you know what, I'll buy it up and I'll rent it and flip it. And boom. Now that's considered the standard. That's the comp now. And I bring this up because every day there's headlines saying our wages are not growing fast enough for inflation. And I got to be honest with you. I am hearing many of the Gen Zs who are making $80,000 a year, which, whoa, I mean, that you would think is phenomenal. It's not enough money. It's not enough. And I'm hearing people say, I only can take a job that's six figures. Six figures. You know how long it takes in a career to get that high? But there are jobs that can't find people for $80,000, $90,000 a year, so they're offering six figures. Well, if they're going to be offering six figures to 22, 23, 24, 25-year-olds, they got to get that money somehow, so they get it from us, the consumer. So the more wages are raised, the more us consumers have to buy things. And I don't want people losing their income. I want them to get the income they deserve. But I don't want us as consumers spending $19 on a chicken sandwich or $22 for a salad at a restaurant or, I don't know, $6 for a tube of toothpaste. Boxes of cereal, I'm seeing $7.99. A box of cereal, $7.99, it's flipping ridiculous. And you, I'm preaching to the choir. You guys know how ridiculous the price is. School supplies, tuition. You know, where people are asking Biden to write off student loan because colleges cost too much. Don't give the college the money. They'll start to lower the rates. If you tell a college I'm not going to spend $50,000 a year on tuition, that's a bunch of BS, they're going to have to lower tuition. But they don't, because there's always somebody that's going to pay for it. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, look at Black Friday. We had one of the best shopping days in history. Look at Cyber Monday. But economists are saying, did you guys see how they bought? Almost 30% of the purchases were, I'm not going to pay you now, just buy now, pay later. So it's not that the people have the money. They needed to buy Christmas gifts and holiday gifts, but they're going to do a layaway sort of thing. So we can't even afford the gifts we need now. When you do a buy now, pay later, that means you can't afford it. Now, I get with credit cards, you can get points. So I do like to put something on the credit card and then pay it off at the end of the month so I don't get the interest. I mean, you got to be up on that and you got to make sure you're not missing a payment. And I get, you know, getting the miles and the rewards are nice. That's the trick that these credit card companies do. But if you can't pay for something now, you shouldn't buy it. And what if America collectively says, no, I don't want to spend $50,000 on an electric car. I don't have that money. Well, the electric car prices are going to go down. Now, if you don't want to spend, $6 for a tube of toothpaste, all right, well, that's another issue. I don't want you to not be able to brush your teeth. But we aren't going to be able to knock these prices back down to pre-COVID days if we still have people spending. You know, Disneyland, and when I'm in Disneyland, I'm hurting. That, because I'm like, okay, I spent a lot of money to be here. I missed work. The ticket prices are phenomenally high. The hotel, I mean, this is an expensive 2 days. And that's actually only a 1 day. Sometimes I'm only there 1 day. But you have to get a hotel for 2 nights. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe they'll lower the prices if nobody's nobody spends the money on the tickets. But they do. There's always people buying tickets. So as long as there's consumers that are okay with the price, these prices are going to continue to go up. And here we are, 2024. They're going to go up again. Why does Wegovy and Zepbound, why are these medications thousands of dollars a month? Because somebody's going to pay for it. Now, if they find that insurance is like, no, this is going to be on the patient. The patients are like, ugh, no, I don't think I'm going to spend that money. I'll wait till you lower the price. And then the price will eventually have to get lower. Now, where these like drug companies screw you is like with the EpiPen. You have a captive market, captive audience that can't find another alternative. So they were screwed. They had to buy these EpiPens up for hundreds of dollars each. And that's why the government stepped in. But there's a lot of things out there that we have choices on. Do we have to stream multiple movie sites? I mean, we used to bundle it all as cable. Now cable isn't enough. You have to have cable plus these streaming services. What I suggest we all do, but it's going to take us collectively, is to just talk about what is not worth the price that's out there. Water. Buying water is getting expensive. It's flipping water. But that's where we are right now. Period products. Diapers. It's expensive. And so, coffee, all this. My recommendation is look, you got to brush your teeth, you got to eat. But what I think we all should do is collectively, or with our families, go look, what are we spending on that's ridiculous? What is so stupid? Well, I got Disney Plus, and I really don't need to watch Mandalorian. It's kind of turning into a crappy show anyway. All right, well, then maybe we could save that each month. What else are we doing? What's going on with our phones and our storage and our, let's look at everything and see what we could do. And then with that money that we're saving, let's talk about what we could use that money for. You know, should we put it in a bond? Should we put it in a interest, like now CDs, I guess the interest is still higher because of inflation. You know, so there's some short-term bills and T-notes and things like that people can take advantage of. You know, are we leaving the lights on all the time? You know, are we leaving our plugs into the computer? Like my charger is always in the plug. Well, that uses electricity. Pull the charger out. You know, we have a cat that eats everybody else's eats. Maybe what we do is we put the food in a level that the cat can't get to. You know, do we really need to drive three separate cars or two separate cars where we go? Why can't we carpool? But I think breaking habits is hard to do. And so we don't want to break these habits. And you know, if you use it as we're coming into the new year and New Year's resolutions, and you look at it as, look, this is the money we're going to save. This is the hard cash. And with this hard cash, we'll be able to use it for vacation or something else. You know, maybe it'll start getting people to say, I am done with eating out. I am done with $20 pizzas. Not for me. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.